The Pat Kenny Show
with MasterCard. Share in extraordinary experiences all over the world with priceless cities at priceless.com.
This is News Talk.
Jonathan Healy in for Pat Kenny. Time for some of this.
Stuart Clark, no mistaking that voice.
Dolores O'Riordan. Oh, it's very sad. A year this week. That's called All Over Now, the first single from In The End, the album they were recording when Dolores passed away. How prophetic was that opening line? Do you remember that night at a hotel in London? I mean, she couldn't have known it was written a year before. I'm heading to Limerick this afternoon, where Dolores, Mike, Noel and Fergal will have honorary degrees bestowed on them. Dolores' lovely mum, Eileen, will be receiving her daughter's scroll. It's going to be a very proud moment and a poignant moment for her. It was her anniversary, as I say, on Tuesday, and there's a new album coming out in about 2 months' time.
So obviously a lot of work had been done on that prior to her death.
Pretty much finished. I mean, the band were shell-shocked, went away, listened to the rough mixes and thought, do we release this? They talked to Stephen Street, the producer. He said, you have to. Dolores in fine voice. You know, she had her doubts and her tribulations, but that last tour... She was in great voice, that the band were really sort of cooking. They played a gig in the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre where the crowd were ecstatic. Eminem sampled the Cranberries. She knew they were still relevant. And musically, they were on a high again. They were very productive. Back in the day...
You've known them a long time, of course.
I wrote their first press release when they were the Cranberry-saurus. I got paid with a bottle of Jack Daniels, which is singularly the best afternoon's work I've ever done. Now, she had wiser counsel as well, but one night at the Glentworth Hotel, she got her Leaving Cert results. I went, Stuart, can I have a word? I went, oh, yeah, Dolores, should I stick with the lads or go to college? And I said, well, you know, give it a year, see how you get on. And I felt a bit guilty. Should I have, like, pushed her towards academia? But it turned out okay in the end.
It was the right call.
The amazing thing, when she wrote Linger and Dreams, her first two ever songs, right, she'd never written before, she was just 18. And I'd also say is that people don't quite realise how funny she was. She had a wicked sense of humour and was well able for those lads, those naughty boys in the band.
An incredible talent and gone so soon. The album is called In The End.
Yes.
How many tracks? Do we know how many tracks are on it?
9 or 10, a full
album.
So
it's a full album.
I've heard one or two other tracks and it's big, it's symphonic, there's loads of strings. Her voice swoops and soars and is so full of emotion. It listening to her from beyond the grave almost, it was very affecting.
It's goosebumps hearing that voice on a new song. It
yeah.
really is. Something else.
Close your eyes.
That, to me, sounds like something that's brought back in Larry Gogan's Golden Hour from the 1960s, but it is not.
Yeah, well, Motown is 60 years old this week, and its influence, as you can hear, remains as strong as ever. Carano and Danger Mouse, Woman, some dirty, dirty soul music. That's the first taster.
Dirty.
From their Lux Primer album, which follows on March the 15th. Those drums are pure 1960s Detroit. The Berry Gordon mantra was KISS. Keep it simple, stupid. And they've adhered to that. Now, Danger Mouse, who's previously worked with the likes of Norah Jones,
yeah,
Jay-Z.
Someone I know. Look, this is in the category of people I know. Danger Mouse has risen to that heady rank.
One half of Gnarls Barkley is a massive Motown fan, and that's his tribute. Meanwhile, Karen O's band, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, are not dead, merely resting. Like that parrot.
Indeed, just like that parrot. One more for us, and now people are definitely familiar with this band.
Can't wipe the windblown smile from across my face. It's just the old man and me washing his truck at the Sinclair station in the land of the free. His mother, Adeline's family, came on a ship, cut coal and planted a seed down in them drift mines of Pennsylvania, in the land of the free.
Now, that's not Bruce Springsteen, right? I mean, and let's not go near Bruce unless we have to. What are the Killers thinking there?
It's a bit of a Bruce Springsteen tribute act. Land of the Free.
That's actually not a compliment.
Brandon and the boys are back and having a right or go at Trump. It's pretty comprehensive. Gun violence, migrants, racism, sexism, police brutality, poverty. All with the gospel choir to drive home the message. The video was shot at the Mexican border by Spike Lee and is very powerful. It's kind of a broad coalition with Carole King, Barbara Streisand, Eminem, Roger Waters and Lily Allen also releasing anti-Donald songs recently.
Now, is there a risk that, you know, this is a little political, and sometimes I know musicians stray into politics, but will it do them any good? Is it good enough music to make an impact?
It's actually with the gospel choir. It's big and brash, but it is very catchy. Things are turning. Fox News are having a go at Donald. So there's something in the air. Yeah.
Now, you are very good at giving us the breaking news about who is coming, the big bands, the revivals, those people we've wanted to see since the 90s that are coming back together,
big build up,
reforming.
Rats.
Who's coming?
We're hearing whispers of Matt and Luke Goss
Bross.
Playing an Irish show this summer. They're riding sort of a high following the brilliant Bross After the Screaming Stops, if you will, rockumentary. Two rectangles forming a square. They are invincible.
Stuart, do you need to wash your mouth out with soap and water after bigging up Bross that much? Do we know? Not confirmed yet. Only rumours.
I told Matt to F off once by mistake. I was on a radio station in Tremor in a caravan with a phone. It was a Christmas day. And the phone rang. Hello, I'm you know, Matt Goss. I said, oh, F off. No, I really am. What are you doing listening to a local radio station in Tremor? I'm in some big stately home across Dungarvan. Would you play me some Motown? Oh, don't say it's me, because there'll be crowds of people, but play me a record. So I played something Motownish for Matt. I actually told Daniel O'Donnell to F off once by mistake, but that's another broadcast. Yes,
next week, more people. Stuart Clark
series.
Told to F off. Stuart Clark, Deputy Editor of Hot Press. Pleasure as always. Thank you.